money.
Today, I thought I'd bring in a little bit of my arena doing mortgages. Again, if you're a first-time listener to the show, that is my full-time career. I just hang out with you to talk money on all other avenues for the money hour on the weekends. But mortgage insurance companies, some of you may be aware of mortgage insurance, or also known as private mortgage insurance, or PMI. In the United States, it's an insurance payable to the lender or trustees for a pool of securities that may be required when taking out a mortgage loan. It's an insurance to offset the losses in case a consumer is not able to repay the loan and the lender is not able to recover its cost after a foreclosure or sale or the mortgage of the property. Now, as a consumer, it doesn't do any benefit from you. So if you're familiar with PMI or private mortgage insurance, a lot of times as a consumer, you're really bummed out that you have to pay it. But let me tell you this, if there were not mortgage insurance companies in the industry, you would have to have a 20% down payment to buy a home on a conventional loan. So if you think of the positive side of it, it's really good that they exist, and we definitely want them to stick around. Make sure that they have the banks have that protection so they're comfortable lending you. Now, when you're doing less than 20% down on a conventional loan, that's where PMI is going to come in. Now, I'm not talking about mortgage insurance, or am I? Mortgage insurance is the same thing as PMI or private mortgage insurance, but it works a little bit differently, and it's attached to an FHA loan. And so I'm not talking about that, because there's no difference in a carrier that provides mortgage insurance for a HUD insured home or FHA. But on conventional, most consumers, and I don't know any consumer that really realizes, and it's okay because you don't do this all the time. It took me a while to figure it out, that there, in all the different mortgage insurance companies that are available, there are different costs associated to what you're going to pay for mortgage insurance, depending on the carrier. I know it's really, really surprising. So you want to make sure that your mortgage consultant is shopping all the carriers. I don't have enough time during Money Chat to tell you the different reasons and why they will not, but you just need to ask the question. Genworth, United Guaranteed, MGIC, Radian Asset, or are the mortgage insurance companies out there? Now, so again, depending on your financial situation, there's going to be a different mortgage insurance company out of the five major carriers that's going to be a better resource for you, ultimately meaning it's going to cost you less money, and it could be thousands and thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. They're going to look at credit score. Higher credit score is a lower risk of default, obviously. So it's kind of like the carriers for mortgage insurance comparing to the different credit bureaus. Why do you have three different credit bureaus that have three different credit scores? There's algorithms that they have to come up with a credit score. Why don't you get the same credit score for all three credit bureaus? It's because the algorithm that comes up with your score is different for those three credit bureaus. It's the same with the mortgage insurance carriers. So property locations are graded based on the decline market status. For one zip code, one of the mortgage insurance companies has a higher premium in how they calculate their payment based on where you're located at. Now, if we just talk about our local market here, Tacoma in the South End is going to have a higher premium of mortgage insurance from one of the carriers than what you're going to see over on the east side. There's a higher risk of default in the south and than what you're going to see on the east side. So that they've got a premium price and base their calculation based on that. Debt to income ratio can make a difference as well. The higher debt to income ratio means the more debt load you have, and it's a higher risk that you'll default on your loan. Property type, just as with interest rates, single family home is going to be your lowest risk. And that's why you've got the best interest rates, the lowest rates for mortgage insurance. Then you get into a condo, higher risk, and multifamily, a whole nother arena. Loan purchase. Higher mortgage insurance coverage for a refinance versus a purchase, which is kind of strange because you would think it would be the other way around. Somebody that's refinancing has a history of making those payments and they're bettering their financial situation. But for whatever reason, the statistics with the MI companies show that it's a higher risk. So you're going to see a lower premium for your purchase. Number of income borrowers. This is a common sense if you hear it, but if you don't hear it, you're not really thinking about it. If you have one person buying a loan or buying a home and having income to participate in the qualification of that, that's a higher risk than actually if you have two borrowers. So if you have a spouse, significant other, partner, if you've got two people working in the household, it's a lower risk. So it makes sense that you get a better premium if you have more income, because if one person loses their job, then it's going to make it easier and a better chance that they're going to be able to continue to make that mortgage payment. So better premium. Now, again, this is only with one of the PMI companies. So you need to know and make sure that your mortgage consultant is shopping all of them, because there's a huge difference in the price that you're going to pay with this mortgage insurance company compared to all the other ones, because of the fact that you're purchasing with more than one person or income. Now, if you only have one income borrower, it's the exact opposite with this mortgage insurance company. So it's really beneficial to understand how this works. And last is your loan to value. Obviously, the higher down payment you come in with, the lower risk you're going to be. So just a quick little thing on mortgage insurance, a tip for the day to make sure if you're out there purchasing a home and you're going with a conventional financing, you're doing less than a 20% down payment, you're going to pay mortgage insurance somehow. So make sure you ask your mortgage consultant to send you over the quotes from the PMI companies, so you can see that you're getting the best possible coverage. Any questions, feel free again to call the show 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. Coming up next on the Money Hour, National and Seattle Housing Trends. Skylar Olson with Zillow right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.